Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Friday, the 22nd of May, 2026 at 9:29 Israel time, 6:29 UTC. US delays Iran war powers vote as Hezbollah MPs sanctioned and border clash kills 2 May 22nd 0629 UTC 0929 Israel morning edition. Bottom line up front, the US House Republican leadership postponed a vote on a war powers resolution that would have limited President Trump's authority to strike Iran, pushing it to June. The resolution was on the verge of passing with Democratic support, but GOP leaders pulled it from the floor. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries called the move cowardly. At the same time, the administration sanctioned 9 Hezbollah-aligned Lebanese MPs and security officials, accusing them of obstructing disarmament. On the ground, the IDF killed 2 armed suspects approaching the Israel-Lebanon border, preventing a suspected infiltration attempt, and an Israeli airstrike on a civil defense facility in Hanawei killed 4 paramedics. Diplomatic signals between Washington and Tehran continued, with both sides citing progress, but stuck on uranium enrichment and Hormuz tolls. Secretary of State Rubio noted good signs, but called Iran's demand for tolls unfeasible. Trump separately vowed the US will retrieve Iran's enriched uranium stockpile, possibly destroying it if talks fail, while Iranian sources indicated that Mojtaba Khamenei, the Supreme Leader's son, rejects removing enriched uranium from the country. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Lebanon, the border infiltration attempt unfolded when IDF surveillance identified 2 armed individuals moving suspiciously hundreds of meters from Israeli territory. They were struck and killed in an aerial strike. Soldiers searched the area and found no additional threats, while residents in nearby communities were instructed to shelter in place. The strike on the civil defense center in Hanawei killed 4 paramedics identified as Musa Kifl, Ali Taj al-Din, Karim Haidar, and Mohammed Hassan Abdelmajid. The US sanctions targeted MPs Hassan Fadlala, Ibrahim al-Musawi, and Hussein al-Haji Chassan, among others. Treasury Secretary Bessent stated that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization and must be fully disarmed. Hezbollah condemned the sanctions as an attempt to intimidate the Lebanese people, and the Amal movement also rejected the designs. Lebanese media reported the composition of a military delegation scheduled for Pentagon negotiations, including officers from various sects, though it remained unclear if the military attaché in Washington would join. Israeli media reported that Hezbollah fighters monitored an IDF special forces operation in the Litani area this week, planted an IED and detonated it, wounding 4 soldiers. The report described it as a precise guerrilla warfare simulation reminiscent of Hezbollah's tactics during the 1985 to 2000 security zone period. Sirens also sounded in Rosh Hanikra due to a suspected hostile aircraft infiltration. The IDF identified a suspicious aerial target but lost contact before it crossed into Israeli territory. No injuries were reported. In Gaza, Nikolay Madanov, head of the US-founded Board of Peace for Gaza, published a 15-point roadmap calling for the gradual disarmament of Hamas and its removal from civilian structures, and for both parties to fulfill ceasefire commitments. He warned the UN Security Council that the deteriorating status quo risks becoming permanent. Members of the global Sumad flotilla described abuse by Israeli authorities after their vessels were intercepted in international waters while attempting to reach Gaza. And UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese reported that 4,000 Palestinians have disappeared after arrest by Israeli forces and called for European pressure on Israel and an end to Arab normalization on the multilateral track. US Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Darrell Coddle admitted that securing commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz during active confrontation with Iran would likely exceed the Navy's operational capacity, calling it an extremely challenging mission. The acting Navy Secretary confirmed the US is pausing a $14 billion arms sale to Taiwan to ensure sufficient munitions for operations against Iran. A separate report indicated the US used over half its THAAD interceptors defending Israel during the Iran war, with one official warning even more would be needed if a new war erupts because Israel sent its batteries for maintenance. And Russia resumed military cargo shipments to Syria, according to an analysis by the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. In Europe, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier condemned the US-Israeli military campaign against Iran as an unnecessary war. The British government issued a general trade license allowing the import of diesel and jet fuel from Russian oil processed in third countries and lifted sanctions on Russian energy products, marking a major policy shift. A Turkish court ousted main opposition leader Özgür Özel, who called the decision a coup and vowed to appeal. In the Americas, President Trump and Secretary Rubio hinted at possible US military action in Cuba, with Rubio saying a diplomatic deal is unlikely given who we're dealing with. The US announced charges against former Cuban ruler Raul Castro. Hundreds also demonstrated in Nuuk against the opening of a new US consulate in Greenland. In the Asia Pacific, Malaysia ordered TikTok to address defamatory content about the king, instructing the platform to strengthen moderation. And in the broader Middle East, Pakistan's interior minister met again with Iran's foreign minister to discuss proposals for resolving disputes. Iran's foreign ministry separately condemned what it called a US-Israeli attack on the Pasteur Institute of Iran, calling it a flagrant war crime and warning of a threat to regional health security. The Lancet published a call by scientists for urgent restoration of the facility, moving to the analysis first. The trend, the tempo of kinetic activity on the Israel-Lebanon front is accelerating. Over the past week, Hezbollah attacks wounded an IDF brigade commander and killed a reservist. This window adds a direct border infiltration attempt and a lethal strike on a civil defense center, indicating a broadening of acceptable targets and a shift from drone and artillery exchanges to ground level engagements. The introduction of US sanctions on Hezbollah's political wing and the delayed war powers vote injects a new diplomatic military pressure vector. On the information environment, the US is pushing a dual-track narrative: diplomatic progress with Iran while squeezing Hezbollah's political infrastructure. Treasury Secretary Bessent's statement frames Hezbollah as the obstacle to peace, aligning with Israel's security narrative. Iran counters by highlighting the Pasteur Institute attack as a war crime, seeking to mobilize international health and legal communities. Hezbollah's media amplifies the Hanawi strike as a massacre of first responders. The gap between reporting and evidence is starkest in the border infiltration. The IDF claims two armed suspects, but no group has claimed them, leaving open whether they were Hezbollah operatives or local actors. And the synthesis, the delayed war powers vote, is not a sign of US resolve, but of a White House buying time to avoid a congressional defeat that would weaken Trump's leverage over Iran. By pulling the vote, the administration preserves the threat of military action as a bargaining chip in talks, where Iran's demands on Hormuz tolls and uranium retention are non-starters. This tactical retreat suggests the White House assesses that a legislative curb now would collapse the diplomatic track, which is the only off-ramp preventing a wider war. A counter-reading is that the delay reflects genuine GOP confidence in the talks. However, the simultaneous sanctioning of Hezbollah MPs and the Pentagon's quiet warnings about naval capacity indicate the administration is preparing for talks to fail, not succeed. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for three things. Check Sentinel, OneSAR imagery of the Israel-Lebanon border near Rosh HaNikra for the descending pass on May 22 to detect any new IDF earthworks or vehicle tracks following the infiltration attempt. Monitor Flight Radar 24 for US Navy PA's Poseidon orbits over the Eastern Mediterranean on May 22 to assess ISR posture shifts after the border clash, and review the Telegram channel Lebanese Army official for any statement on the Hanawei civil defense strike and the border infiltration as its response cadence indicates escalation control. Looking at predictions through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will release a statement identifying the two armed suspects killed near the border as Hezbollah operatives, citing forensic or intelligence evidence. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 29 with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. And before May 24, the US Treasury will designate additional Hezbollah-linked financial entities in Lebanon, expanding the sanctions net beyond the nine officials. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will launch a retaliatory rocket barrage from southern Lebanon, targeting IDF positions near the border, causing casualties in response to the Hanawei strike with low confidence. By May 25, Iran will announce a partial withdrawal from the NPT, citing the Pasteur Institute attack as a breach of its sovereign rights with low confidence. And within 24 hours, the US House will pass the Iran War Powers Resolution despite the delay, forcing a constitutional confrontation with the White House with low confidence. That concludes this Esertrep. For more, visit sidroisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_CTreps. This is Daniel Rosehill, signing off from Jerusalem.